Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit it. Let's get to it. I see some people texting in. Somebody said Mario Edwards is my guy. Mondays, we do this, our Man Eye Institute players of the game. And the Texans had a few of them. Played great. Let's kick it off with you, Clint. Who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
I'm gonna go with Nico Collins.
Oh yeah,
Nico Collins. He's quickly climbing the charts of my professional career's worst take ever. He's not number one yet. I've had
Johnny
some bad.
Manziel's still up
there. Johnny Manziel's up there. There's a couple of other guys. I have to think about it to figure it all out. But there's, baby. I mean, just flat out flop, misses, bust, whatever you want to call it. And I like to go either way, the good or bad. Nico, obviously, I thought I had him pegged as a depth receiver, complimentary piece, and he is clearly the number one wide receiver for the Houston Texans and one of the better wide receivers in this league. Goes for 100 yards again. But here's why I got to go with Nico Collins. It was clearly a defensive game. This game was won by the defense, by D'Amico Ryans, continuing to dial up pressure. Blank, end of story. But when I look at, to me, the game was decided when you go, okay, Bobby Slowick versus Matt Eberflus. That was going to be the one. I felt really confident that D'Amico was going to be able to take advantage of a rookie quarterback and confuse him. And I didn't know he was going to do it to the tune of what they did. But I had a good feeling that D'Amico was going to be a X factor in this game. The real matchup was Bobby Slowick in this offense versus Matt Eberflus and his defense. And while the offense went to sleep in the second half and only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter, the first half was a thing of beauty, really, as it pertains to Nico Collins. Once again, Nico Collins goes out there, 8 catches, 135 yards, and a touchdown, 10 targets. No matter what defenses throw at this offense, Nico Collins is going to get his. You want to talk about the chemistry with the quarterback. We've seen I was really high on the chemistry with Tank last year. This training camp, the chemistry with Diggs. There's no debating, there's no denying that Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud have a tremendous amount of chemistry. You want to talk about the scramble drill where Nico is lights out. The high degree of difficulty throws on the sideline, where C.J. Stroud is putting it in a place where nobody but Nico can catch it multiple times in 2 games. 8 catches, 135, Nico Collins in a game where everything was difficult. Nothing was pretty. The quarterback was getting harassed. What happened? Nico Collins went out there and got it done. By the way, boys, I love Nico Collins' demeanor. I love the quiet assassin. I love the dude that's not flashy. The guy that doesn't tell everybody how good he is. The guy that just goes out there and does it. I love that.
Andre-esque.
Yeah, good point. Very much. Yeah, personality-wise, absolutely. And then he goes in there and he gets into a little bit of a shoving match with a DB. Can't do it. You hurt the football team. Lost 15 yards. Bobby Slowick dials up.
In his defense, he did stick his finger completely in his face.
Absolutely. Boom. Bobby Slowick dials it up, feeds him the slant, and he takes it to the house. And as he crossed the goal line, guy Jalen hanging Johnson on his back, he lets him have it. He rips him off of his back kind of deal. That Nico, I keep calling him D'Amico, that Nico with that little bit of chip on his shoulder is fun to watch, man. I got to go with Nico Collins because that was the difference in this football game, was offensively them being able to score some points in the first half, and Nico was the catalyst to that.
Yeah, that was all-pro cornerback Jalen Johnson. He threw off end zone. And Nico, by the way, leads the NFL in receiving yards, 252. The next closest is at 200. So Nico has
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
Yeah, he does. There you go, Andre. All right, Tyler, who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
Man, I'm going with all the big fellas up front rushing the passer for the Texans. A D-line in Houston, 7 sacks, making it rough on the rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams. That was freaking beautiful. Just, I mean, he had Caleb Williams looking over his shoulder towards the end of this game because he was getting hit so much. So shout out to all the big men rushing the passer. Will Anderson Jr., your mad dog pick, Clint. Danielle Hunter getting in on the action. I'm going with the D-line, and shout out to the guys wearing orange, the big men, the offensive line for the Bears, because they suck.
Yeah, they were. They got a turnstile. They got a turnstile at center, man. That kid at center, boy, I mean, Edwards couldn't wait to get his hands on him. He got him a sec. They're taking turns.
Oh, you can eat buffet, baby.
Trying to get to old Coleman. You should. That's a dead giveaway. Your first name's Coleman, man. That's...